Chapter 2. The Relation of Mathematics to Physics. In thinking out the applications of mathematics and physics, it is perfectly natural that the mathematics will be useful when large numbers are involved in complex situations. In biology, for example, the action of a virus on a bacterium is unmathematical. If you watch it under a microscope, a jiggling little virus finds some spot on the odd-shaped bacterium. They are all different shapes, and maybe it pushes its DNA in, and maybe it does not. Yet if we do the experiment with millions and millions of bacteria and viruses, then we can learn a great deal about the viruses by taking averages. We can use mathematics in the averaging to see whether the viruses develop in the bacteria, what new strains and what percentage. And so we can study the genetics, the mutations, and so forth. To take another more trivial example, imagine an enormous board, a checkerboard, to play checkers or draughts. The actual operation of any one step is not mathematical, or it is very simple in its mathematics. But you could imagine that on an enormous board, with lots and lots of pieces, some analysis of the best moves, or the good moves, or bad moves, might be made by a deep kind of reasoning which would involve somebody having gone off first and thought about it in great depth. That, then, becomes mathematics, involving abstract reasoning. Another example is switching in computers. If you have one switch, which is either on or off, there's nothing very mathematical about that, although mathematicians like to start there with their mathematics. But with all the interconnections and wires, to figure out what a very large system...